I mean, in terms of keeping it secret, it's nobody else's business.
This is about my long-term health. And I've been very fortunate for the last 50 years. It has nothing to do with running for governor this year, with running for president at any time in my life, if I ever decided to do that.
All right, Chris Christie's lap band surgery in February makes big news. Because his aspirations, we think, are presidential, but to run again for governor, is it bad to have a big girth, or is it about his family? He says it's none of your business. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, that's where we begin here on America Tonight. We have a lot of different directions we're going to go in, including the craziness of what happened to those women in Cleveland as they were held in a basement, tied up, all kinds of sick, twisted things happened to them. And we're going to talk about some other things. The election where the former South Carolina governor, Mark Samford, revived his dead-on-arrival political career with a huge win. If you want to throw in your two cents at any time, you know how to do that. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. 5283. Let's go to Kevin, who's listening to us in Minnesota. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. And how is yourself doing?
I am good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. What's up?
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What's up? What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to chime in a little bit, and it's usually talked about to nauseam about cannabis. Hemp or marijuana. I prefer to use the word cannabis because if you look at hemp and marijuana, it is cannabis. Marijuana is the word that I think is used kind of racistly about the people of Mexico. And hemp is actually the Aramaic word for cannabis. So it's just easier to call it cannabis and then try to get away from the racism of it. It's so phenomenal that this plant that can produce over 65,000 byproducts, and now they're focusing on the medicinal aspect of it, which is in itself a very easy argument, considering myself, for example, living with Gulf War illness, and the doctors prescribing me pain meds that are just destroying my kidneys and liver, and me not being able to grow cannabis and just medicate myself through that in itself. But imagine how instantly we would change things around from this plant being fully legalized and not just in the medicinal aspect, because I've claimed that the minute Monsanto can make the perfect cannabis seed, then they will start legalizing it.
You know, you may be right. There is something to that. Well, you know, there's a big push to legalize marijuana, and you see what's happening in Colorado, and you also see what's happening in Washington, but there's as much push to see it happen as there is people trying to stop it from happening. And so I don't know if we're going to see that in our lifetime or not. And I understand what you're saying about the medical purposes of it anyway, and imagine growing it, etc. I know other people that are kind of in a similar situation to you, Kevin, but I don't know. Do you think we'll be able to get through the political logjam of it?
Well, I think it's definitely an agenda on it, because if you also look into the whole aspect of what's occurring when you ingest cannabis, that your body has THC receptors that basically, when you have cannabis, your pineal gland will secrete a liquid, which basically gives you that feeling of euphoria or that feeling of happiness or giggleness.
Mm-hmm.
And they definitely do not want us to be happy, because if we were a lot happier, we would be able to deal with what they're actually doing to us, the powers that be, the puppeteers, whatever you may call them. So it is definitely in their best interest of keeping us calcified with our pineal glands, with the heavy metals and the fluorides, and avoiding the ability of us raising our consciousness and loving one another just from something as basic as ingesting cannabis.
Somebody, it's your call is an interesting timing. Someone told me something similar the other day, Kevin, thanks. Somebody I was having dinner with was saying, you know, eating cannabis and what it does to you, the effects on the body are absolutely incredible. But and I went back to the same thing I said to him. Here you go. Chances of legalization. What are you going to say? 100% being the best chance. We know it's not that. Do you even think there's a 50% chance saying across the board? I'm going to say right now it's like 20% chance, even though there are even people in law enforcement that are saying just legalize it for different reasons than what he's saying, but just legalize it and we'll end some of the problems that we're also having along the border. So that wipes some of that out and tax it, and that also solves the problem of people complaining about not having enough money in state governments. So that would change the cycle around there. But I just don't believe there's enough support. No matter what, whatever you want to call it, as he says, the puppeteers, there's not enough support across the board for that to happen. All right, speaking of support, some of the things that we'll zig and zag in and out of, including the latest on the body of the Boston bomber, Tamerlan Tsarnaev. And while that's happening, you have the story in Colorado, the man accused in the Colorado theater shootings, remember him, James Holmes. Attorneys for him said in a court filing that they're going to ask for the change of plea at a May 13th hearing. He's changing his plea, or he wants to change his plea, to not guilty by reason of insanity. Now, the insanity plea was really expected to be giving the compelling evidence against Holmes. That's what they thought, because of what he did last July in that movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. 12 people killed, 70 injured. His lawyers delayed entering that plea for weeks, saying that Colorado's insanity and death penalty laws overlapped, that could probably severely, and what they're saying, unconstitutionally hamper his defense if he did plead insanity. So the defense has asked both judges who have presided over the case to rule on the constitutionality of the law. Both judges refused, saying the question was speculative because Holmes hadn't entered an insanity plea, thus the change to change it to insanity. And, of course, we know this by now. He's sitting in prison charged with multiple counts of murder and attempted murder. And now here comes the insanity plea. There are people that would like to see unbelievable things done to this guy for what he has done to so many others, with the crazy thing that happened back in July with the opening of the Batman movie. But unfortunately, the wheels of justice turn very, very slowly, and this now gets just dragged out a little bit more. Not getting dragged out, but in fact, more details coming out. The sixth scene at that Cleveland house where three women were imprisoned. Now the story is there was a fourth. That's what the three women who were released are saying, that there was a fourth woman when they first came there. Neighbors say they're stunned at the arrest of Ariel Castro and his two brothers. We have more details on that coming up on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big story that everybody's talking about is the story that I was just mentioning, Ariel Castro and the two brothers waiting charges on the accusations from the three women that he held captive. They held captive for years, but Ariel, it was his home, his Cleveland house. Five babies were born. Other babies were lost. There's all kinds of crazy, crazy things happening out of this and surrounding this. And the question becomes, did the cops miss out on the opportunity? Did they miss the clues? What's going on in Cleveland? This is the second time around for this. People called, including one back in 2004 when a woman called and said that her daughter saw a woman who was crawling on her hands and knees in the backyard of the house a few years ago. And they investigate, said nothing was going on there. They showed up and they never went inside. Then also there was another time where they were talking about loud sounds, that there was a knock on the window, banging on the window. They went to check that out. Same thing. No one answered. They didn't pay attention to it. Apparently they decided there was no kind of criminal activity, and that was the end of it. So you have three women who vanished a decade ago, found captive Monday at this rundown house of Ariel Castro's, and all kinds of terrible things happening inside there. They were definitely held against their will, tied up, everything else. The woman, Amanda Berry, was 16, going on 17 at the time. She's 27. Michelle Knight was 21. She would have been one of the first. She's 32. Gina De Jesus was about 23. And then there is the story of yet another woman. Matt, you were reading about that. They've been digging up the yard. What did they say that the one of the women said there was another woman involved?
Well, that was the first woman that was caught, that was kidnapped. The Michelle Knight, who's the oldest woman, said that when she was first there, and this is according to a Fox 8 report, that when she was first there, there was another woman there, and for a little bit of time, and then after a few days, she just vanished.
Yeah, so you got to wonder, was she killed? Was she in the yard? Were they digging her
up?
What happened?
There's, and this is according to Fox 8, by the way, but that there's her name and an RIP written somewhere down in the basement where these other girls were found that were still locked up.
Wow. Just incredibly creepy. I think the question is valid to ask about the police, because in a poor neighborhood, this was a poor neighborhood, but in an even poorer neighborhood not too far away from there, you had the story about the guy who had the 11 women's bodies in the home and backyard, Anthony Sowell, who was, again, convicted of murder and sentenced to death. And this was just 4 years ago. And there were people that reported that things were going on there, saying that something wasn't right and all this stuff, and they heard things. And nothing happened. No, they never found anything. They never went deep on this investigation. And the families were furious because they said the cops didn't care. They didn't properly investigate because most of the women there were addicted to drugs or super, super poor. And they had the smell of death all that just hung over that house. But you know what they said? People had called, something's wrong here. It's a sausage factory next door. They were saying that's where the smell was coming from. So there was public outrage over those killings. They even formed a panel by the mayor, and they recommended an overhaul of the city's handling of missing person and sex crime investigations. And so now here you go again. This time, two neighbors calling the police to the Castro house on separate occasions and at times where they could have been rescued sooner. One was just in November of 2011, where the neighbor said he heard pounding on some of the doors at the house. And the police went, knocked on the front door, no one answered. They walked to the side of the house, and then poof. That was it.
The way they described the house, too, makes you wonder, like, how did the police not think something was suspicious about it? Because you see the pictures of the front door. I don't know if you have, but I have on a couple of websites that have it. And it looks like a fishy front door. And then,
yeah, something jimmy-rigged somehow.
And
yeah.
Then there's, you know, the blocked
in
windows and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why wasn't
why
there
you ask?
More done?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're hearing of, you know, banging on the doors and then the story of women crawling chained up in the backyard. I mean, I can't believe that they didn't further investigate it.
Or, I can't.
You know,
I can't either.
Nobody's home. Let's stop by another time. I don't know.
I can't either. I mean, do you think? I think the families should really put the pressure on the cops in there for that. And you know, I don't know. What do you think, America? 855-266-5283. How furious would you be if you were one of the family members? Your daughter, who's 14, vanishes. Okay, listen, it's awful. You think she's dead. You think someone's raped her, killed her, slaughtered her. Who knows what's going through your mind? But here she is 3 miles away from where you live. And then there are these reports that are definitely there. Even the people themselves have said, listen, I called the police. So when the women were found and this all happened and Amanda and Barry got free, then people started to say their stories of how, hey, listen, my daughter saw a naked woman crawling in the yard. She was obviously something was wrong. I called, and then nothing happened. So there's got to be massive heat on those Cleveland cops that they have to do a better job of investigating these kind of calls. I'm sure they get calls that are bogus all the time, and they hate it. It pulls them off other cases. It's a pain. It's whatever. People hear noises. But here was a case, clearly, where these girls could have been found earlier. And it could have made a big difference in their lives. Think of the amount of years spent in that basement and the babies being born and the babies killed and the crazy things that happened. So the fourth woman, too, they think is Ashley Summers. That's her name. She disappeared in 2007 is another one. And they're looking into that to think if perhaps she was one of the people as well that was also there. There were other Cleveland teenagers who disappeared within five blocks of each other over a four-year span. This guy was a bus driver. He was certainly around these girls. Whew. My goodness. It's just awful. So maybe the investigation yields something else, and this is why they're frantically digging around that yard. And so far they haven't released anything about that, but it wouldn't be shocking if they reported that there were some bodies or a body or whatever that they found. And, you know, there's been no legitimate sightings, no anything on Ashley Summers. Same thing, just disappeared into thin air. And the FBI has long believed, there was an agent that thought that there was a link in the disappearance of Summers and the two girls discovered this week, Amanda Berry and Gina DeJesus. So this is interesting because the FBI agent was Jennifer Eakin, and she happens to be a case manager at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which in 2008 held a review of the cases with the FBI and the Cleveland Police. So now they're trying to put all these pieces together, rework this, and figure out what happened here. Then this Jennifer Summers was a restaurant cook, and she again disappeared into thin air, just like that. Boom, left her mom's house. That was it, and vanished, just like that. Boy, oh boy, just creepy, creepy things that I think that will continue to come out of this investigation with the things that happened, and ultimately with what happens to the three and what they'll get slammed with, and the kind of hell that you have to go through to survive that. Elizabeth Smart is the first person that comes to mind in Salt Lake City, and how she escaped. You know, actually someone saw her and how she got out of her captivity. And, Stacey Dugard is another one. How she survived, and thank goodness someone saw her and something was odd there. And it just really makes you feel for these families. And it makes you wonder, what's up in the neighborhood? Do you really know what's going on with your neighbors who seem so nice at the barbecue?
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's one dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, Pro Flowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses, and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code MOM20.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's just unbelievable, unbelievable. These girls, these women are so strong, stronger than I am. I will tell you that much. And they all have a positive attitude. What we do out here, what we've done in 10 years, is nothing compared to what those women have done together to survive. We need to still be a family, neighborhood with neighborhood. We need to watch out for our kids, really. Watch who your neighbor is, because you'll never know.
All right, lots of opinions out there in America. That's Sandra Rees's opinion about what happened with the girls that were kidnapped and had been in captivity for 10, 12 years. Could be another one. Who knows if there's others connected to Ariel Castro and his evil brothers. They'll be up on charges, but it's a question of what else is going to be thrown into those charges for sure. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, of course, and as we move the needle along here, I think besides that story, another story getting big play, of course, is the one of redemption. Mark Sanford, he was off, if you recall, somewhere in the Appalachian Trail, but not really. He was out with his mistress in Brazil. And that was his downfall once his story unraveled back in 2009. He admitted finally that he had an extramarital affair. Then it was about what was he using to get down there, meaning the money, was it funds from the state or whatever. And it proved not to be that, but it was so, he became so notorious that he dumped out of politics. But now new life has given way to him politically, as he beat the Democrat Elizabeth Colbert Bush in a special election for Congress. So now he goes back to Congress, a place where he was before. He held the seat in the House from 95 to 2001. So all of this drama, and this is it. The thing that's interesting is that when he gets sworn into office, he has to appear in Charleston County Family Court on Thursday on his ex-wife's complaint. Her complaint is that she's accusing him of trespassing at her house, and that caused lots of problems for him. the ex-wife Jenny, because the Republican Congressional Committee withdrew support in mid-April, and that was it. You know, they weren't going to help him anymore. So he's got to do the court thing, and then he gets sworn into office. And how about that? A lot of people thought that Stephen Colbert's sister was going to win this thing, and it looked to be a dead heat. He won by about 10% more of the vote, and it's interesting. He feels as though he's had that, again, mega redemption by the people. Now let's see what he does with it. The Democrats saw the silver lining, but they just were not able to grab it, even though, you know, when you look at seats, 2014 elections, Democrats need a net gain of 17 seats next year to win majority control of the House. They felt like this was a good chance here to pick up a seat, and they don't do it, even though the House majority PAC spent a lot of money on television ads and direct mail and all that kind of stuff in South Carolina. But it didn't, it just didn't work. It didn't work here. So Mark Sanford is, back. How about that? Mm. And it's funny too, because the House Majority PAC said that the House Republican Caucus has added yet another ethically challenged embarrassment who will be an albatross around the neck of every Republican, forced to answer for Mark Sanford's embarrassing and reckless behavior. But he's in now, so it just, you know what, it just doesn't matter. It just goes to show you the whole thing about strange bedfellows and all of that. Hey, coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk about the numbers, and we can count. The Dow soars to a record number, And on top of that, we have a couple of other things, like a nun facing 20 years for, of all things, nuclear breach. What's that all about? We'll jump to that, too, as well. And with the eyes of the world on this story in Cleveland, believe it or not, there are some other things that are big that I think will grab some headlines, too. Speaking of politics, coming out of Washington, the Benghazi hearing is really another Benghazi hearing is coming up on Wednesday. But this is three whistleblowers who are going to talk about what happened in the aftermath of that, and how one was even discouraged from politics. And what was it that they were told? What was it that they were told to say? The Obama administration's handling of that attack on that diplomatic compound is coming into big-time question. We know the four Americans killed, of course, Ambassador Chris Stevens, and the Republicans now aren't the only ones who are upset. Some of the Democrats are, too, and that changes the face of this whole thing, because before, it was billed more as the Democrats are whining and they're trying to build this up into something more than it is. And the fact is, the American people were sick of it and wanted to hear the true answers. So the House Oversight Committee will have another hearing on the Benghazi attack, and the panel chairman, Daryl Issa, released testimony from three whistleblowers who plan to discuss what they feel were security failures at that compound during the attack. And the one that everybody's focusing on is Greg Hicks, a former diplomat in Libya who's been the focus of the hearings, and he's going to discuss how the military, he thinks, could have done more to protect the people in Benghazi. And while some Democrats are saying that the hearing is just a charade, there are other Democrats, like I mentioned, who are saying this is a whitewash and they need to get to the bottom of it. You know, you remember the time that Clinton was testifying and she took responsibility for the death, saying that the Secretary of State, she was in charge of the State Department's 60,000-plus people all over the world. She testified in January of this year that for more than 5 hours, or she testified, rather, for more than 5 hours before the House and Senate Foreign Relations Committees. And in her testimony, she acknowledged a breakdown on Benghazi and said her department was taking more steps to increase U.S. security at diplomatic posts, rather. And now people are questioning, with all the talk of 2016, whether or not this is going to hurt her chances of running for president in 2016. And, you know, as much as that keeps coming up, I have to say, I think that the Democrats' bench and who they would more than likely run, I don't know that it would be Hillary Clinton in the first place. And, of course, it depends on what happens with the Republicans. Quick side note here. As I said, we're going to go to the numbers when we go to Week in Count. But some of you might have been counting on hitting the lottery, thinking, oh, this would be my way out of my woes. But guess what? Nobody hit the Mega Millions, so it goes up to $150 million. Of course, Powerball is next up, and that's $222 million. Can you imagine? If you break down taking the taxes out of that, the cash value is $144.5 million. Woo! 144. What would you do with $144 million? I think that people, when it hits a certain threshold, decide, yeah, if I even put a couple of bucks down on it, who cares? It's too tempting not to when it's this incredibly, incredibly high number. It's not going to hurt me to do that. Or get into a pool. That's sometimes at work where people will pool a whole bunch of money together so they have more chances to pick more quick pick numbers. That's usually what it is. Of course, we know how that can end up if you don't cover yourself and have sheets made and cover all the numbers for everybody and somebody else goes rogue and they buy separate lottery tickets and then claim that that was the one they got for themselves. And you get into the middle of what becomes a nightmare and is headed to court. We had a couple of lottery snafus where you had groups of people and somebody said that it was a separate ticket that they were buying, and then the people were, you know, furious. So there is sort of a lesson, I would say, in all of that. I'll tell you, one of the coolest parks I've ever been to, we're coming to summertime, and we're also coming up on Memorial Day, where people go to national parks, is Yosemite National Park in California. They recovered the body of a Minnesota man who fell to his death. He was from Edina. He left a note with the concierge at his hotel saying he was going to the top of Vernal Fall and planned to return about noon. So they contacted the rangers around 5 when he didn't show up. And this, unfortunately, this has happened with a bunch of people. They did a search on foot, and they couldn't find him. Finally, they found his body at the base of the 317-foot waterfall around 6 o'clock. 3 California hikers died in 2011. I know we talked about that when they were sadly swept over the fall after climbing over a guardrail about 25 feet from the waterfall. There have been a couple of people that have been rescued as they were almost going down it, which is amazing in itself. And this is a dangerous, dangerous area. 317-foot waterfall that just drops straight down. And Kenneth Stensby was 73 years old and supposedly said he wanted to, wanted to go and always wanted to go to Yosemite and wanted to go to the waterfall and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So there he was doing what he had talked about doing for a very, very long time. Unfortunately, it ended tragically for him. It was good that he told the hotel about when he was going to return so they could at least look for him, because otherwise they probably wouldn't have done that. They wouldn't have known. All right, stay with us, because on the flip side, we're doing that numbers thing here on ATN.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Lawmakers say they took a few steps forward implementing Colorado's recreational marijuana law. This is for you, Kevin, in Minnesota, caller at the top. When they set blood level limits for driving, but a measure to tax retail pot was just hanging in the wind, blowing in the wind, limbo, before the legislative session was going to wrap up. So Washington State, Colorado voters, November, we know this, approved the use of small amounts of marijuana by adults.
You want to get high?
The driving while stoned bill sets a 5 nanogram. Do you know what a nanogram is? 5 nanogram per milliliter threshold, and that's they're talking about what they can, what you can have in your blood. So the governor Hickenlooper has indicated his support for that measure. He says it's an important part of regulating pot. Washington had the 5 nanogram limit set in its ballot language. They already had that when they approved that. Pretty interesting, huh? How about watching the tube? How many of you are hooked on a few of your favorite shows, like the following, Deadly, isn't it, with Kevin Bacon? The first season ends, the finale, 7.8 million viewers. Also, CBS's The Amazing Race, still going strong, 9.1 million. The Mentalist, 9.2. If you are a sports fan like I am, maybe you watched the Kentucky Derby. How many people watched? 16.2, according to the Nielsen's, on Saturday afternoon. That shot up from 14.8 last year for its second biggest total since 1989. A 2020 special on Amanda Knox, you know, that she may be extradited back to Italy, claimed 8.5 million. 8.5 million. How about that? So pretty high stuff. One last one here, I'll tell you. The Americans, which is on FX, had its first season with a modest 1.7 million viewers. That is modest, but it is something. They're moving the needle a little bit, and especially it's on FX. How about that? But the horse racing thing, that's interesting. They had to be thrilled. NBC has to be thrilled about that, that people are, you know, that people are tuned in to watch that race. Fastest 2 minutes in horse racing. Fastest 2 minutes. Let's move on to something else. And this is kind of a graphic story, just a warning here, kind of like the following. The content might be nasty for your ears, for your hearing pleasure or displeasure, as it were. I just find this interesting. People talk about vultures all the time, but a woman fell off a cliff in the French Pyrenees, and she fell 980 feet, so of course she was killed instantly. But she was eaten by vultures. All that was left was her bones, clothes, and shoes. She was hiking Friday with two friends. She tried to take a shortcut through the mountain range right there on the border with Spain, but fell off the cliff and died. So that's all they found when they found her. It was about 50 minutes. That's all it took them, they say, to eat her, pretty much. They took a helicopter out. They were looking for her. They saw vultures, and they weren't even realizing what they were doing. So that's raised the eyebrows of some, and it's reignited calls from local farmers to allow hunting of the birds. They are the griffin vultures. You know who they are? They attack sheep and cows. And the Pyrenean farmers have been demanding the right to shoot the birds, but it looks like they might be, it looks like now they might get their wish. They might be able to do that. After this, the discussion has been raging about how awful that was. How about the California law shifting $24 million bucks for what? To its gun confiscation program. The governor, Jerry Brown, signed it on Wednesday, saying it will boost funding for state efforts to, this is Wednesday of last week, for state efforts to confiscate firearms from people that were prohibited by law from owning them. So it gives $24 million from the dealer's record of sale fund, fees paid by gun owners at the time of the purchase, to the state's, ready for this, Department of Justice to help clear the backlog of people who once purchased a gun but are now barred from possessing firearms. Speaking of guns and background checks and all that kind of stuff, behind the scenes there's some wheeling and dealing on trying to revive stalled gun control legislation. It's going to get a big push because he keeps really bringing it up and trying to push it forward. But it's going to get a big push from Senator Joe Manchin, who's a strong proponent of that. The conservative West Virginia Democrat wants to know what can happen here, whether a minimal change to the background check proposal that he co-authored but failed will gain enough support in a vote that will entice more senators to vote for it. And he's vowed not to let that down, not to give up the fight, not to keep the pressure off there. And he's got friends that are trying to help him out, like the husband of former Congressman Gabby Giffords, who was seriously wounded in 2011. There's your number, that shooting in Arizona, and hopes that he can turn this around. 54 senators backed the Manchin-Toomey Amendment. 46 opposed it. Majority Leader Harry Reid supported it, but only voted no in the end on procedural grounds. But you know how this rolls. Pass legislation around the issue, gun control advocates need 60 votes in the Senate. 60 votes in the Senate. And then, you know, that doesn't even include what happens when you kick it to the House. I think they have a very, 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 very tough time. All right, how about this nun? An elderly nun and two other protesters are in federal court for breaching security at one of the most secure nuclear facilities, and you ask yourself, well, where is that nuclear facility? And it's Oak Ridge, Tennessee. What happened was the nun was one of them, trespassed onto the Y-12 National Security Complex, considered the Fort Knox for enriched uranium. So, boy, that makes you think how safe are our nuclear facilities to begin with if these people were able to do it. Sister Megan Rice is 83. The other guy she was with, Greg Obed, is 57, and Michael Wally is 63. They're going to stand trial this week on federal charges of destroying U.S. government property and depredation against federal property exceeding $1,000, trespassing and injuring national defense premises. The last charge alone carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison, and this is already beginning at federal court in Knoxville, Tennessee. Wow. You know, they had flashlights and a bolt cutter. They cut their way through the fence, and they expected they would be arrested on the spot. Instead, they walked about a mile, cutting through four fences in all, breaching what was supposed to be the most tightly secured uranium processing and storage facility in this country. That doesn't make you feel good, does it? Oof. Since that happened, Congress has had a bunch of hearings and issued some security recommendations to the Department of Energy and its National Nuclear Security Administration to talk about the seven sites and who can blame them. The fact that they got in there, figured they would be arrested right away, and then realized that they have entered the inner sanctum. Somehow that happened is crazy. It's mind-boggling that they got that far, and immediately they weren't accosted at the gate, but they weren't. All right, one last one here. Numbers-wise, five climbers were killed after a deadly volcanic ash blast. This goes to the same thing of being careful. This was in the Philippines. One of the most active volcanoes spewed this huge ash and rocks, and they were climbing on Mount Mayan, which is 212 miles southeast of Manila, when that blast happened at around 8 a.m. And a bunch of them were tourists. Four were German tourists. The other was their Filipino guide, never thinking that was going to happen to them. There was a total of 27 hikers on the volcano at the time. They needed assistance, and unfortunately for these, they were right in the middle of the deadly blast, and they were taken out.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.